The following program is sponsored by Scoop USA Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, everybody. We are so glad to be with you once again on WWDB AM Talk 860. This is the Inside Scoop, and I am one of the hosts of this program. The other host is Sheree Darden. She's the publisher and proud owner of Scoop USA. Good morning, Sheree Darden. How are you?
Good morning, Thera, and this is your show.
Here you go again.
I am not the co-host. I am doing as you ask, and I am showing up for work.
Yes.
For the month of December.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And we got to shout out Robert TJ, our producer, holding things down in the studio for us. I want you to know, TJ, we appreciate you so very much. And I'm going to get my butt back in there before the end of the year for sure.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, TJ. Good morning.
But it is fun using this new technology and broadcasting from my home studio and you from your home studio. So, you know, thank God we live in the 21st century, right?
Yes, yes. Thank God we do.
Yes.
I can only imagine with like people like Miss Trudy and the other people who've been in radio and the people that you know, mm-hmm. what they would say if they could see, you know, how far things have come.
Yes.
And the convenience of having it. But it's mm-hmm. always wonderful to go in the studio. The studio does have a live feeling and it makes it real. You know what I mean?
My hat's off to the Beasley Company. They have beautiful studios. They've got a bunch of radio stations and mm-hmm. Housed in that building where WWDB is. But I love going into the studio. Absolutely. So we'll get back to that for sure. Now, today on the program, we've got Reverend Mark Morrell scheduled to be with us from the Philadelphia Martin Luther King Jr. Association for Nonviolence. We had reached out to Joy Nottage, the executive director, whom you know well. Scoop has been working with the King Association for many a year, but she, her voice is kind of messed up this morning. She's got a little cold going on. She says, I don't think I need to do the interview, but Reverend Mark, he is great. He's always there every year also. He usually does the audio and some of the behind the scenes technical things that happen for the King Association. So he'll join us and tell us what they've got some stuff going on, Sheree. They were donated 20,000 toys, first of all, from the United States Marine Toys for Tots program. So Thursday, as in tomorrow, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they're doing toy giveaways each day. And so Mark will tell us all about it when he joins us. But so that's 20,000 toys. Oh my God.
Me and the girls participated and we distributed toys with them like for 2 years. Yeah. It is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that they do. We did toys and coats one of mm-hmm. year mm-hmm. back to back.
Yeah.
It was tons and tons and tons. And you don't experience and you actually don't know the need until mm-hmm. you're sitting in one of those seats and you see people come in.
Yeah.
You know, God bless them.
Yep. Bless so them. Now he'll tell us all the details about it, but I can share this much right now. I do know that people had to pre-register. They want it to be a quarterly process and not chaos. And so you had to pre-register in advance. How many children? What's the age group? So the King Association is trying to really, you know, handle this thing so that it's smooth when the people do come to get the toys. And because they've been donated so many toys by the U.S. Marines this year, Joy Nottage is saying she believes they're going to be able to give each child at least 2 toys, maybe 3. And so, wow, that's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Yes,
yeah. Yep. So the Scoop USA Media, we got to, before our guest joins us, and it's just 8:04, so we got a little bit of talk time. Reverend Mark is supposed to join us at 8:15. We got to tell people again who may be familiar with the Scoop. They pick it up at church or at a business location, but hey, I say make life simple for yourself. Go on and get a subscription to the Scoop. Sheree has made a new offer in the last couple of months now where you don't have to do a whole year subscription. You can break it up into 6 months at a time if you'd like. So Sheree, please tell people about that special offering that you're doing right now, because I think the Scoop is a wonderful gift to give for Christmas and for Kwanzaa.
So the scoop is a wonderful gift to give for Christmas and for Kwanzaa and for birthdays and for any yep. event that yep. comes up in people's lives. What I did was I decided that I wanted to be able to make it affordable for people who say that they couldn't afford to pay for a full year mm-hmm. or for people who just want to try to see what it's like to get it actually physically mailed to their home. So we split the payment into two halves. You don't have to do for a full year if you don't want. You can start out with 6 months. The goal is hopefully that you enjoy getting the paper delivered directly to you. Yeah. And that you can continue. But we have this thing going on where we have random distribution where papers are just popping up on people's doors. Mm-hmm. So we needed to make it comfortable for people who get a paper on their door who haven't seen the scoop in years. Mm-hmm. And they say, hey, I haven't seen this paper in years. Is this real? Are you still really publishing yes. every single
yes.
week? So for those people who actually don't know, yes, we have continued to publish for the entire 65 years, every single week, that they can actually see and they can ease into back into the scoop world. Because this is, a world that all of our writers, everybody brings and they help us move into the reality of what's going on in our communities. But it's a different world. The articles and stuff that we share are different. Yeah. They're unique. They are our articles. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's very important that people who actually do get it, if they want to get it, it's convenient enough for them to do.
I love it.
And it's affordable. So we understand the cost of life. And unfortunately, when you're juggling food, mm-hmm. news, the first mm-hmm. thing to go would be news. I mean, that's what happens with businesses when they're juggling how to pay
yes.
the tax.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, the first thing that goes is advertising.
Advertising.
Like mm-hmm. we can't afford to advertise. I got to pay these people. And unfortunately, I understand what that means. Yeah. When you have tons of people, I didn't understand. I never knew what it meant. But now mm-hmm. that I have people mm-hmm. working for me and I'm fighting to make sure at holiday time that they have their pay and that they can take care of their families and they can sit down and eat a meal and not worry about it. It means so much. So I understand what happens. So I want to try to be able to be the person who's actually affordable, the person who somebody says, well, I can juggle this. I can do this little bit. Uh-huh, uh-huh, and I choose uh-huh. to do it with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
very important for us to actually do that.
So we were talking about the subscription part. And yes, there is that opportunity to have the scoop mailed to your home or to your place of business, wherever you want it mailed. That's a wonderful thing. We have the subscription offer. And you can sign up for a subscription by calling the Scoop newspaper at 215-309-3139. But then the other part is the advertising part, as Sheree, she alluded to that also. And I know times are hard and a lot of us, have to make some choices some weeks, some months about whether mm-hmm. we're going to do this with our money after we pay our bills, or we're going to do that with our money once the bills are paid, whatever's left over, what are we going to do with it? I do know that while there are challenges and struggles, there's businesses out here that's making money hand over fist. So stop playing y'all, and you ones that are doing well and making all that money, you need to be advertising. You need to advertise in a reputable community newspaper that is well respected, that's been around for 60 some years now, and that is full of news. And I want to say good news. We have a lot of good news that we spotlight in our paper. I think that's one of the things that makes the scoop so unique. But we also have to talk about the realities of some of the hard stories as well. And you'll find some of that. But we got something for everybody in the scoop. And we want folks who got it going on, because there are people making money, Sheree. There are businesses that are doing very well in this economy. And those are the ones we're targeting there. We're saying, if you want the African-American audience and others who enjoy the Scoop newspaper, you want to put your ads in the Scoop. So call the Scoop up. Call them today at 215-309-3139. 215-309-3139. And even if we're not in the office when you call, just leave a message, short and brief. I want to advertise. Oh, trust me, we'll get back to you. Say your phone number twice so that we'll have it and we'll call you back. We got to get more people to advertise. And the other twist, as we talked about, Sheree, is that, when you advertise in the scoop, consider advertising on the Inside Scoop radio show. We'll do a double bubble for you.
Well, you can do a triple bubble. You can advertise in every single publication with one swoop. So that means literally you'll be in two or three different types of publications that go out to different people. And you can do whatever it is you want to do with Scoop. We have advertising plans for different areas. We can do radio, we can do We can do some video things. We do have video. Mm-hmm. You can go on all of our websites. There are many, many avenues that you can use to get information out to our readers and be successful in sharing that information. Now, one thing to share with everybody who advertises, please understand that advertising is a commitment. It is when you sign on to say that I want to share my information, it is not a one and done. You cannot guarantee, no one in any publication in any life can guarantee that you will get droves of advertisements and people coming into your business from one ad. Like, people have to consistently see and understand that you're there, you know, but we have different options. This is the end of the year. So we're going into the end of the year, and with advertisements, we do our annual promotion. Mm-hmm. You can actually do a small ad at almost half price and be in the paper for the entire year. There's several different packages, large and small, for people to join us and not just be an advertiser, but be a part of the Scoop family. Be a part of the people who are actually ensuring that minority communities have a voice. Mm-hmm. That you have your own voice. So one of the things that tends to happen is people who advertise or people who share information, let's say it that way, in Scoop don't necessarily always have to be our writers. You know, people who have something that they want to share have the ability to send us information and have their information published easily. You know, we have several people. There's a writer who now is in the paper this week. And he's been writing about how he felt about the election. Mm-hmm. He wrote it's a four paragraph book. And for the past 2 weeks, he's been in there. He has maybe two more weeks mm-hmm. of the different things that he identified that as a Black man, mm-hmm. you know, he wanted to share. But we have the opportunity for people to have a voice and actually to share it with over 40,000 people every week.
And that's what makes the Scoop so unique and so very important. And that's why every time we come on with the Inside Scoop on this radio station, WWDB AM Talk 860, we got to let people know how they can get their hands on the Scoop, how they can get a subscription to the Scoop. And definitely the big shot business owners that love this radio station and listen as they're heading to work or heading off to a meeting or what have you, buy some advertisement space in the Scoop newspaper. That's what's up. So we do have a guest coming to us in just about 3 minutes, Reverend Mark Morrell. He's based out of Camden, New Jersey, actually, but he's a part of the Dr. C. Dolores Tucker family, biological family. And he and the executive director of the Philadelphia King Association, Joy Nottage, they've been working together ever since Dr. Tucker passed. It's been 20 years. This, I can't believe it's been 20 years. Joy reminded me it's been 20 years. And so since her passing, there have been others who stepped up to the plate to help keep the Philadelphia Martin Luther King Jr. Association going. They actually do more work than people really know about. And so that's another reason why we've asked Reverend Mark to join us this morning on the air. Make for sure that people know about not just the King Luncheon. Everybody knows about the King Luncheon. And the King Association has gotten criticized for the King Luncheon over the years here and there by different people. Say, oh, Dr. King, he wouldn't have approved of that. He was not the kind of person who would just sit down and eat a fancy lunch. He was a man of action. He was out marching. He was out doing stuff, making a difference. Well, there's a lot of different ways in which people celebrate Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on his national holiday, which falls on the 20th of January in 2025, or if they celebrate him on his actual birth date, which is January the 15th. But for me, in my head, it's just about the importance of doing something to remember and observe the fact that this man lived, that he made a difference while he was on this earth. And don't criticize, do something positive yourself.
So this year, more than ever, January the 20th is going to be a monumental day next year coming up. Woo. Because January 20th, God, you know, our God has jokes. That's all I can say. And no way in God's world would we ever imagine that an inauguration day would be Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm, in what world would that happen? In what world? So this year, more than ever, coming up in 2025, Martin Luther King Day is a day not just of service. Yes, I serve every day. I believe mm-hmm. you serve every day too. We get mm-hmm. up right by people every single day of our lives. On Martin Luther King Day, I do go and I do participate in the bell ringing. And I also go and I participate in the luncheon, not just to eat lunch, but to, yes, to recognize the people that have been identified as trailblazers, mm-hmm, as people who live the life that Martin Luther King would want you to live, mm-hmm, do, mm-hmm, without thinking about it. They give their heart, they give their soul. So it's important to be in that room. Also to be in a room with people who are actually making a difference, who may not be getting honored, mm-hmm, but are actually, mm-hmm, up there because they're in the room because they are making a difference in, mm-hmm, other people's lives. Yeah. So it's very important to be in those rooms. I've been blessed to be in the room, not just as a representative of Scoop, as the representative, but I was there the entire time, mm-hmm, Mr. Driver was there.
Yes.
And be there under the Scoop name and understand, mm-hmm, that being in that room meant a lot.
Yeah.
Just to be physically there. Martin Luther King Day this year, as I said, you know, people have a choice. They can stay here or they can go, mm-hmm, to the market. Mm-hmm. You have a unique choice.
Oh, and they got a very unique choice this year.
That choice speaks volumes. Mm. I've been invited to come to the inauguration as a publisher of a newspaper, mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm, know, and to represent and to be there to cover the news, to actually, mm-hmm, work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But there are tons of people who have to make that choice. And that, yes, choice, unfortunately, I think that people, it'll reflect who you are to people.
Well, we have started talking about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the significance of his national holiday in 2025. And our guest is on the Newsmaker line right now. I'm talking about Reverend Mark Morrow. We are so glad to have you with us this morning. Rev, how are you?
Well, good morning, Sarah. Good to talk to you. It's been a while, and I'm doing great.
Yes. And Sheree Darden is also on the line. She is the publisher and owner of the Scoop newspaper and co-hosting with me on the Inside Scoop radio program today. This program is sponsored by the Scoop newspaper, and we're so proud and pleased to have the opportunity to be on the air at WWDB AM Talk 860 and shining the spotlight on the Philadelphia Martin Luther King Jr. Association for Nonviolence Incorporated this morning. I'm so glad to have you with us, Reverend Mark. Joy Nottage, the executive director, she was a little under the weather today, and she said, call Reverend Mark. Mark can do it, and I'm so glad that you're available to be here. Let's start by talking about what the King Association has going on this week. I mean, it's amazing, all these toys that have been donated because of the goodness of the United States Marines Toys for Tots program.
Okay, well, to start with, Thursday, tomorrow, December the 19th, the King Association, along with Global Leadership Academy, has adopted the West Philadelphia Achievement Charter School for Christmas. 645 students will receive gifts and a Christmas show. Representing Global Leadership Academy, Dr. Booker, who is the CEO, Dr. Booker and CEO Donna Laws, who also serves on the King Association board. Okay. Coming up on December 20th through 22nd, the next 2 days, we're going to have distribution of toys. We'll also distribute toys on Saturday, as well as other goods to families covering the entire city of Philadelphia. Toys for Tots has provided the toys for the events on the 20th through 24th. And Toys for Tots has actually, you know, for the last years, I can't even remember how long, has asked us to do the entire city of Philadelphia because of the way that we've been able to do it with accountability.
Now, as I recall, the way this whole Christmas party thing started with the Philadelphia Martin Luther King Jr. Association for Nonviolence was with Mr. Bill Tucker, Dr. Bill Tucker, in Washington, D.C., because the Tuckers, back when Dr. C. Dolores Tucker was still alive, and she and her husband, Dr. Bill Tucker, they would commute back and forth between Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. So they had homes in both places. And something caught Dr. Bill Tucker's attention years ago, over 30 some years ago, and he saw that there was a need in the Washington, D.C. area where disadvantaged families with children were having a hard time during the holidays. And so he started doing a holiday Christmas party in Washington, D.C. That's where it first started. And then they brought that concept to Philadelphia, and they partnered with District Council 33. At the time when they started partnering with District Council 33, Pete Matthews was still the president of District Council 33. And it's been on since then, a positive, wonderful partnership between the King Association and District Council 33. And of course, let me not leave out the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots program. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing, Reverend Mark, to see what the King Association has been able to do, because people trust you. They trust this organization to do what you say you're going to do when you're blessed with 20,000 some toys. Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to that vision of bringing that same program to the city of Philadelphia. Wow, you just said 30 years ago, you just reminded me how old I am. if you'll recall, the very first year we did this at the Sheraton, we had planned for, I think, about 1,000, and we had busloads come in because the word got out in the community.
Yep, I remember.
Didn't know they had to register. And I just thank the hotel for their hospitality, where they even closed the restaurants and had our children were able to come in.
I remember that.
Dr. Tucker would not turn anyone away. And miraculously, mm-hmm. we were able to feed every one of these children. Every one of them got a gift.
And it was like the story in the Bible. It was like the story in the Bible with the fish. And then we had what, the seven fish and some seven and God made it work. And I've been there with you all. I've been there as a volunteer with the King Association since I was about 19 years old. And I'm 66 now. Don't tell anybody. So I've been with King Association a long time as a volunteer. I'm not on the board. I'm simply a volunteer that shows up whenever I can. And I don't show up as much as I would like to. There have been times when Sheree Darden has been out there volunteering with her daughters at the King Association. Thera wasn't around, but there's been other times when I was able to be there. But I love the work you all do. I want people to know that the King Association is kicking it year round, not just for the King luncheon every year. So we're talking about what's happening now, the toy giveaway, the blessing of all these toys that the King Association has been responsible now to distribute. We're doing that. That's going to be happening. And the other piece that people need to understand is this stuff doesn't just happen by the wink of an eye or the snap of a finger. Oh, all the toys are here. We just start. Joy Nottage was telling me for the last three weekends, volunteers like Mark, Reverend Mark on the line and Lily Oliver and a whole team of folks from the King Association volunteers, because we don't have staff, we don't have paid workers, have been showing up, coming down to District Council 33, wrapping some of the presents up, dividing the presents up in the right pile so that this is for three-year-olds and this is for 10-year-olds. That takes time. It takes work. It's more than a notion, right, Reverend Mark?
Yes, and to mention that it's not just for the Christmas season. Year round, we have food distribution, nonviolent workshops, and we do voter registration. And I just have to give a shout out to those who are in the trenches with us, the Sal University soccer team, the Cedar Grove Christian Academy, and as you mentioned, District DC 33, the Share Food Program, Independence Blue Cross, who is huge to us, and the Mix the Circle. These organizations stand in the trenches. Yeah, they all stand in the trenches with us, and it just helps us to be a blessing to the community.
Now, Sheree Darden, who is on with us as the co-host of the show, and Sheree, you have been there, like you were saying, even before Reverend Mark got on the line, for many years, back when R. Sonny Driver, the original owner of the Scoop, was still alive, and he would be up at the dais sitting at the head table. Now, it's Sheree sitting up at the head table. Now, it's Sheree owning the Scoop. Now, it's Sheree who still stands behind the Martin Luther King Association, just like our Sonny Driver did. So Sheree, put your voice in the mix on this and your continued commitment. I mean, because you could have, when you bought the scoop, you could have said, well, this is a new day. I'm in charge now. I'm not going to do the same stuff Sonny Driver was doing. And you are doing some new things, some different things, some innovative things, but certain things you're still following in the steps of our founder and original publisher of the scoop, Sonny Driver.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be in the room with you again. So a couple of things. Always. First of all, Scoop is always going to be a part of the Martin Luther King Association. I don't think that makes any sense to not be. I could not imagine not participating or not being a part of such a historical, life-changing type of business. Like the organization itself and the things that it do is continues to live by the standard of life that Dr. King, you know, wanted us to live by. And Madam C. Dolores Tucker, I actually get to be now, this year I'm special. I'm extra special because I am the owner and publisher of Scoop, yes, but I'm also the chairperson of the National Congress of Black Women. So I actually get to wear two hats and be a part of the family on two different levels this year. But just being in a room and knowing what it is to do, and also please giving homage to these volunteers. You know, the people who volunteer with the King Association, they are dedicated lifetime workers. These people are people who have been working with you all for years. They don't just walk in and just walk in off the street and then leave the next year. Most of them never leave. They stay, you know, which speaks volumes about the organization, the fact that people want to keep coming back every year and do this work. And I tell you that volunteering and seeing how it does work, yes, it is very organized, very, very organized. You get your list. You have your information, you go through your list, the bags of toys are distributed according. It was such a good system, you know, and we had so much fun volunteering. You know, me and my daughter sat at the table, we distributed toys, we got to interact with the community and with people coming in. And in spite of having a need or being in a situation where they're coming to ask for help, you know, they were made comfortable. They were made to not feel as though they were asking for help. So many big things that go into, you know, helping people and doing it with a smile and not making them feel as though they're less than. So that's what I got when I was in the room, helping distribute toys, but also at the organization and also understanding what our volunteers do. Our volunteers are very, your volunteers, I say our because I'm a part of it. Listen, I'm a part of the association, they are special people. You know, it takes a lot to get up and to know that you're doing the right thing. And people have a choice. You can do the right or the wrong thing. You can go out and hang out all day Friday. You don't have to be there, you know, doing toys. So we got to give them credit. And also you, the things that you enjoy, Joy is just like a dynamic. Like she's in everything, you know? And just,
only thing we got to do is to get her to let more of us help her carry the load, because she is like Superwoman, and I love her, I respect her, I admire her, and we want to get her to get to the point where she'll let us help her carry a little more of the load, because she doesn't have to carry so much by herself. But thank God she's got Reverend Mark, and she's got Sheree Darden, and she's got other great people around her, the board and what have you, that do the work, that show up when we need them the most. And so Reverend Mark, before we run out of time, I'm looking at the clock, it is now 6:28, so we still got some little bit of time we can go, but we want people to also know about the luncheon. It's not too early to start talking now about getting your tickets. We don't want people to buy tickets. In fact, let me take that back. We want you to buy tables. It's time to start talking about committing to your table now for the luncheon. People need to know that the Philadelphia Martin Luther King Jr. Association for Nonviolence, this event that we do every year on the national holiday, celebrating Dr. King's life and celebrating people of today who are doing the kind of work that he would have approved of and put his stamp of approval on. We raise money at this luncheon. That money that is raised helps to fuel all the different programs that the King Association does year round. So it's very important that people come out and show up, purchase tables and be there on January the 20th, 2025 at the downtown Sheraton Hotel for the annual Dr. King Luncheon and Awards benefit. And so people can call and make reservations for tickets at 215-751-9300, 215-751-9300. And what people need to know, the King Association, it's not like they've got a staff of 10 people or 20 people sitting there to answer phones and to do all this work. We've got volunteers, and volunteers aren't there every day. So when you call, you may well get voicemail. Don't get upset. Leave a message. Say your phone number twice. And trust me, if you're calling saying, I want to buy a table, trust me, somebody from the King Association is going to call you back and confirm everything and get your payment. And voila, you will be in the place on January the 20th. So, Reverend Mark, what else did you want to tell people to make them want to be there January 20th as we celebrate Dr. King?
Okay, I would also like to say, as far as communication, they can also go to the website, and that way you can see all of the options on how you can be a sponsor on various levels and how to get tickets. And that site is PhiladelphiaMLK.org, PhiladelphiaMLK.org. Very simple. One of the biggest benefits that comes from those who purchase tables and buy tickets, a lot of times people want to know, what is my money going towards? Well, our biggest program is College for Teens, and this is how College for Teens gets its funding, generally through the luncheon, and then it also helps take care of administrative. But the biggest thing is College for Teens, because we know that we need our young people to have excellent education and continuing education. And I'd just like to give a big shout out to our Honorable Sharif Street, who, and also again with DC 33 for helping out in securing a grant to help us with that program. But the luncheon, this is where you're helping our young people to pursue further education and therefore much needed careers. And a lot of them come back to the community and help others. So that's the big thing for right there. So the luncheon is going to be at the Sheraton Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia. And every year we have
17th and Race Streets.
Yes, 17th and Race. And every year we have our honorees. And these are people who have proven to do great things for the community, people who give back, not people who just make it and get out, but they make it and they come back to help others to make it. So this year's honorees, did you want me to go through that now, Thera?
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
So this year's honorees will include Dr. Tony Waddington, the superintendent of Philadelphia Public Schools, Reginald Streeter, Philadelphia Public School System, and Reverend Dr. Alan E. Waller, senior pastor of Enon Baptist Church in Philadelphia. And then our participants this year will include the Enon Tabernacle Choir and the Sweet Sounds of the Jubilee Bell Ringers, which is led by my sister, Rachel Merle. And Vivian Gray will receive the C. Dolores Tucker Volunteer Award. Oh, and
Vivian Gary, my girl, Vivian Gary. I am thrilled. When I heard that news, I said, what? She's getting the award. And I just feel like she is so deserving. It has have been the other volunteer award recipients from the King Association prior to Vivian, but it's Vivian's turn in 2025. and I am excited for her. And I have a feeling that she's going to be very, very appreciative of the award, as have other recipients been appreciative too. But yeah, she's a hard worker and a former longtime staff member at the Philadelphia Tribune newspaper and now retired. But I am so thrilled for Vivian Gary being selected to win a volunteer award in 2025 from the King Association.
Yes, and and this is the big one. This year will be the 20th year since Dr. Cedar Lawrence Tucker has gone on into her heavenly home. And so this luncheon will be in honor of the Dr. Cedar Lawrence Tucker.
It's going to be so special, some kind of special. And I have to tell you, Reverend Mark, there have been any number of years in working in radio and what have you, that on the day of Dr. King's national holiday, as a part of my job, I've been expected to be at two or three events on the same day for Dr. King. So you find yourself, I used to run from Zion Baptist Church, where we would start off with the push, annual push NAACP Dr. King service. And then I would rush to the Liberty Bell. And then I would rush over to the luncheon that the MLK Association would do. Then I would leave there and I would rush over to St. Joseph University, where Reverend Louise Williams for years used to do an annual Dr. King gospel concert. And I would be so worn out by the end of Dr. King's day. It's like I needed the next day off just to recover. But this year, for 2025, I should say, for this new year coming, I've made a commitment. I told Joy and I'm sticking by it. I'm doing one thing. I'm focusing on one thing and one organization. That's MLK. I'm tired of splitting my time up and running all around. I'm not working for anybody else on that day. Well, let me take that back, because I got to work for the Scoop. I always work for the Scoop. Let me bite my tongue. I always work for the Scoop, but I will be on point for the King Association. I'm not trying to go to any other King events on the national holiday. I want to focus. I want to focus on Dr. King. And this being the 20th anniversary of my sorors, passing, her transition, her leaving us, I'm focusing on Dr. C. Dolores Tucker and her vision and all that she taught me and she instilled in me as a volunteer to be a part of the King Association in Philadelphia. I'm so glad you're on the air with us, Reverend Mark.
Oh, it's a privilege and an honor to be. And I just want to thank you because, you know, I've seen you run back and forth like that. And you didn't mention that. Also, you come with the cameras. You were doing a lot.
But thank God you took that over. Yes. You can't do everything. And see, and I had to learn, like I'm talking about Joy and we want Joy to put a little more weight maybe on some of the rest of us volunteers so she doesn't have to carry so much. I know she puts a lot on you, Reverend Mark. I know she puts a lot on Lily Oliver and a few other names that I won't call right now. I know she's not doing it all by herself, but from where I sit, I just still feel like give us a little bit more of that weight to carry, sis, so you don't have to do it all by yourself. But yes, I am so, so glad that I finally learned, Dara, you cannot be the videographer, be the MC at the Liberty Bell, be the PR lady, and do all this other stuff. So step back, old lady, and let some other people have a chance.
Well, we appreciate everything that you've done. You've been a trooper.
You bring a new level. No, but let me give credit where credit is due. Reverend Mark, you bring a new level of professionalism to the way in which we present MLK Day in Philadelphia, which, by the way, was an organization commissioned by the late, great Coretta Scott King, the wife of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., after he passed, and she and Dr. C. Dolores Tucker were very good friends for a long time, marched together, worked together, and so on and so forth. And so Coretta Scott King said, I want you, Dr. C. Dolores Tucker, to start a Philadelphia King Association. And of course, Dr. Tucker took up that challenge, and we've been running and going ever since. But it's because of people like you, Reverend Mark, allowing us to stand on your shoulders and Joy Nott is doing the work she's doing so that we can help keep things going for the King Association. We want people to commit to tables for the 2025 Dr. King National Holiday in Philadelphia. We're going to be at the downtown Sheraton Hotel. Tickets and tables are available now. You need to call 215-751-9300 and reserve your tickets today. 215-751-9300. Reverend Mark, is there anything else that you wanted to leave us with before we duck out?
I would encourage everyone in the times that we're living in, a lot of people are living in fear. just to put their trust in God. Perfect love cast out all fear. Perfect love is not a concept. Perfect love is a person, Jesus, Yeshua. So that's what I encourage everyone to do. Stay strong and continue to look beyond ourselves to see what we can do to help others, because that's how we help ourselves. And looking forward to folks calling that number, going on that website, PhiladelphiaMLK.org, purchasing their tickets, purchasing their tables, becoming sponsors, and hope to see folk that can say, hey, look, I heard this on the Thera Martin show, and that's why I'm here. So, you know, just blessings to both of you and to your listening audience.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is not going to be your last time on the show, of course, because God willing, if God says so, the Inside Scoop's going to keep marching forward, going to keep broadcasting on WWDB-AM on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m. And we definitely want you back as we get to Dr. King's holiday. So in 2 weeks or so, we want you back again, or Dr. Joy Nottage, one of you. We need you all because we want to keep talking about it. We don't want people to forget about the King Association and the critical work you all do in Philadelphia. And we need the support of Philadelphians and people from around the Delaware Valley, anywhere that listens to WWDB AM Talk 860. We want you to know about the King Association in Philadelphia and what we're doing as we remember Dr. King, as we try to do programs that emulate the kind of work that he was about, nonviolence and what have you. And so, yeah, we shall march forward. Reverend Mark, thank you for this morning, and I'll be calling you again real soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Sarah. You both have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Appreciate him. This is the Inside Scoop here at WWDB-AM, and we need to go to break, so we're going to do that. We'll come back. I've got some news stories. There's some community events I want to share, and the big boss, Sheree Darden, is with us, our co-host on the program today. She might have some more information that she wants to share as well, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
What's the Scoop? It's Scoop USA Media. Whether it's in print, online, or on the radio, get the latest updates in news, community, entertainment, politics, and more. You want to get the inside scoop? Subscribe to Scoop USA by going to scoopusamedia.com. Scoop USA. Black owned. Black run. Black excellence. Get scooped. Do you have a community interest story? Tell us about it, and it may be featured in our next Scoop USA article or radio show. Whether it's a personal talent or a community service endeavor, we want to know. Contact us at scoopusamedia.com with your information, and a Scoop USA team member will respond to your inquiry. We are a community that builds from the ground up, and we thank you for being part of our foundation. Scoop USA, Black owned, Black run, Black excellence. Get scooped.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have give those who haven't, oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
The Toys for Tots program. They've been making a difference for sure. I couldn't believe it when Joy Nottage called me and said, Thera, the U.S. Marines Toys for Tots program has donated 20,000 toys to them to distribute to those in need. And it's so funny because the Allegheny West Foundation, we were given 9,260 toys to distribute. The toys that were given to us came from Teamsters Local 502, which is the Principals and Administrators Union in Philadelphia. Dr. Robin Cooper is the president of that group. So the toys were donated to them by some corporations, and they trust the Allegheny West Foundation to do the right thing, not to go on some corner somewhere and sell the toys. No, we do the right thing when people donate to us. And so then we contacted our best partners that we have, which is New Cortland and Philadelphia City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, and Pennsylvania State Senator Sharif Street, and we all came together and we divided those toys up, and we will do a big giveaway on Saturday. The toys are already spoken for. Like most of the groups that are doing toys now, they have you pre-register so that you know how many children are coming, what the age groups are, the sex of the children, boy or girl. And so everything is in a big warehouse that New Cortland owns up on Germantown Avenue, and everything is in different piles, labeled and stuff. So it's a system. We're trying to make this so that it's not craziness on Saturday. So the groups have pre-registered, and the toys are, I can't believe it, 9,200 toys are now spoken for. And so then when I look at Joy Nottage and what the King Association is doing, doubling what we had to figure out and you know, calling all these different groups, come pick these toys up now. And she says their 20,000 are pretty much all spoken for. So the people who will come to the King Association giveaways Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, their names are already on a list. They pre-registered, and the King Association knows who's coming, how many kids, the age groups, boys and girls, all of that. So this toy thing is more than an ocean, boss.
So you know what's amazing is when you so first of all, Scoop, we gave out toys 1 year from Toys for Tots, and I will never do it again. You know, it was a real undertaking, first of all. You have to get your list together of your kids, because the Marines want you to provide them with a list of names prior to them even giving you the toys, okay? They want to know that you actually are going to do right. So you have to have your list. You got to get a truck. You got to go. You got to pick up the toys. Then you got to get them to where they... There's a lot more to this than what people actually realize goes into it. And then there's the good health part of it, you know, where you're actually interacting with people and giving them toys,
yes,
and seeing the need and dealing with the internal hurt that comes with that, you know, because you see and you never know or imagine that so many people need, that there are so many kids who are happy, so happy for a little teeny tiny toy.
Yeah.
You know, it's so amazing. But again, that goes to the volunteerism, the people who are in these nonprofits, who are our selfless people who never actually get the credit for the little things that they do, because people just see you show up and give out. They never know everything that goes into the background, you know, like how much we need to call around or move things around, or how many people actually are involved in making sure that this toy gets to your kid. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and we need people to volunteer all year round. You know, if you have 5 minutes and you see there's an association like Allegheny West, like the King Association, I'm not going to say like Scoop, you can come answer the phones for us. You know, that there are people who are doing things, and they do it without even asking for any help. Joy Knox is a pure example. When she does what my mother used to say, you want something right, you got
it yourself. Just do it yourself.
If you want something done right, do it yourself. If you have high expectations, then you have to be involved and oversee it.
Yes.
If it goes wrong, then it's on you. And who wants something to go wrong with kids with toys? Right. You know, who would want that to go wrong?
Well, I want people to know that there is a Christmas tree giveaway happening today. It's December the 18th today, 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. That's now, this is going to be in the Kensington Frankfurt section at 2578 Orthodox Street. One tree per family while supplies last. So it's a flyer that was sent to me by someone that I trust. So it's not a fake announcement. This is real. And I don't know if they have 100 trees or 50 trees, but all I know is when you hear something that's free and you think you may want it, I would be there at the beginning of the program. So there, the flyer says 6 to 8. If I wanted a free tree, I'd be there at 6 o'clock, right? Don't show up at 7:45 and say, there's no trees left. What? And then you got an attitude. No, they say 6 is the start time. I would be there at 6. That's 2578 Orthodox Street. One tree per family. Then Then the United Black Captains Association Hospital, they're doing their annual holiday celebration for children. It's Friday, December the 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the School of the Future, 40th and Parkside. They're going to have entertainment, refreshments. Children must be with an adult when they come to pick up the toys. Now, one twist to this, you don't have to pre-register. You can come and get the toys, right? But they want you to party with them a while. So don't think you can show up at 6 o'clock and say, okay, where are the toys? They want you to sit down and watch the entertainment and clap your hands and sing some Christmas carols. They're not going to start distributing the toys until 8 p.m. So this event starts at 6. They go to 9 at the School of the Future, 40th and Parkside. You do not have to pre-register. Bring your kids. But you got the children can't just show up. They got to be with an adult. And you can have a good time and just be prepared that you won't be able to get the toys until 8 o'clock.
Did they give an age?
They said children up to age 15.
Okay.
So babies up to age 15. Every child will receive a gift. That's what's on their flyer. I've got it in front of me. So I wish them well as they do that. And then on North 5th Street, thanks to Pennsylvania State Rep. Darisha Parker for sending me this information. They're calling it Miracle on 5th Street, St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 5918 North 5th Street on Saturday, December 21st, 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. They're having a special program. It's going to be a live holiday carol concert for families. They're going to have food and toy giveaway immediately after the concert. Please arrive on time. First come, first serve. So this is not a pre-register. First come, first serve, again, to get toys and stuff. And it sounds like it's going to be a nice time up there on North 5th Street at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 5918 North 5th Street this Saturday. And they go from 3 until 4:30 p.m. So that sounds nice, too. A lot of good things going on around the city as we're in this holiday season. And I recognize everybody doesn't celebrate Christmas. Everybody's not a Christian. Some people do Kwanzaa. Some people don't do any of it. Some folks are celebrating Hanukkah. It's a lot going on.
Woo. So you have to do the woo with that. Because there are tons of people within our communities. And we have to give them, you know, celebrate them. People are stepping up to do for themselves.
Yes.
You know, which we always talk about. We have government programs. We have people who do programming and big people, big organizations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But to see, I've heard physically of maybe 4 or 5 different small communities coming together and having their own toy drives for their own kids in their own community. So I think that people are recognizing the need of the time that we're living in.
Yeah.
And that first of all, we actually don't need many people to come in and help us. We can save ourselves. And saving ourselves is different. It means something different.
We come to 2025, I believe that there's going to be a lot more of a need for people in the community like us to save ourselves and do for self and look out for our community and be supportive to each other, because we don't know what is to come as we go into the new year, a new administration in the White House, and just all of the questions that are floating about. But I want to be as positive as I possibly can going into the new year, believing that even in the midst of things maybe not being exactly like some of us would want them to be, we still got to be strong. We got to move forward. We can't lay on the sidelines and act like we're dead. We still got to do. We got to do and do for self.
Yeah, we are. And who do you trust? You trust the people who are with you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Absolutely. So if we can all focus on coming together and doing things, or if you can't come together on your own, join an institution like the King Association and join them and join and be a part of something that's bigger, where people are all coming together to say, we recognize this need and we want to be able to do these things. Help us do better together. You know, so it's a very good thing. It's amazing and unbelievable that Christmas is next week. Mm-hmm. You know, next Wednesday, people will be observing the holiday. And that this year has gone so quickly.
Yeah.
And this is the time to be thankful for the things that we have, you know, in spite of all of the difficult things that we've had at school. We still wake up and we smile and we get out and we go help somebody else every single day.
We are thankful. We are grateful. We are thankful. And again, I want people to know you can get a subscription to The Scoop. You can get a 6-month subscription or do the whole year. $75, 52 weeks. You know you can afford that. $75, 52 weeks. Do the whole year for The Scoop and or advertising The Scoop. We want you to call 215-309-3139, 215-309-3139, and get your commitment made to The Scoop that you want to advertise The Scoop or at the very least get a subscription. We're out of time. We got to get out the way for the next program here at WWDB AM Talk 860. And so from our Scoop home to your home, wherever you are, thank you for checking us out this morning.
Thank you. And TJ, have a wonderful week. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Have a good one.